This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You got went down on today. Not by his wife, I'm sorry to say. Another girl, what was her name? Well, it don't matter anyway. He feels guilty, he feels small. Betrayed his lady, dick and all. How'll he tell her what he's done? How'll he fight the urge to run? My man's confused on what to do. Maybe he'll write to If I Were You. Sure those boys will know what to say. Maybe just simply, I love you, babe. She's in the kitchen, cleaning plates. Maybe she'll forgive all of his mistakes. Well, after all, it was only third base. He just needs the perfect phrase.
Oh my God.
He got went down on today. He knows for his crimes that he must pay. And soon he'll be a man and say, he got went down on today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, that was eye-opening.
Yeah. It was a little long. A little long, right? Did it feel a little long to anybody
it
else?
It felt short to me.
I guess it's because, yeah, they wrote a song based on something that you said.
I Got Went Down On Today is the name of that parody. Based on...
It's not
a line I said not 2 weeks ago today.
Not really a parody, though, is it?
Well, it is a satire. It's a cover.
It's a cover?
He stopped.
Is it a cover?
Don't you interrupt me, boy.
Oh, my
he
God.
He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones, regarded as by many as one of the saddest songs ever written.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that
Matthew,
at all.
Matthew Kazako said, my version is not only sadder than the original, but also has worse diction, thanks in kind to your fellatio phrasing from the last episode.
That's good. It's a good song.
Actually, he had written a few other themes, including the Ballad of Harbo and Samuelson cover,
wow.
Which,
that's
after
all
which
time.
He debated if I was Irish. I'm actually an Aussie living in Brunswick, Melbourne. So hit me up if you ever open a HeadGum branch here.
I'm thinking about it. I'm absolutely thinking about it.
My comedy travel podcast Unpacked on Spotify and iTunes about people's crazy stories from all over the world. It's really good, but the problem is no one listens to it.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of podcasts, actually. And then they listen to garbage like this one.
Yeah. The people, it's not the cream that rises to the top. It's actually just whoever comes in with the most fans gets the followers. And it's not really a meritocracy today. Right. I went got down on today.
You said your own wrong line wrong. I went got down.
Devil went down with down, got and down on got down on today.
The devil went down to got not.
The devil went down to got not. Today's been pretty random for those listening at home, catching up. We are in separate studios, but studios nonetheless.
We should call it in studios. In studios.
That's
today.
Good.
Yeah.
Or what about in studios?
Oh, that's good because it's two studios, but the studio is actually what we call the studio for NADPOD because we roll a lot of twos on the 20-sided die. So that is trademarked. That is copywritten. You will be getting a cease and desist. You will be hearing from my lawyer.
That's crazy. I just said it.
You're ruined.
A throwaway joke. There's no way you can come after me.
You can trespass on a trademark. You can.
You'd have to make a claim that my joke actually stopped you guys from making money.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's
perfect.
We don't go. There we don't go, actually. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us. I'm AB.
Oh, no. AB.
Yeah, I'm just an initial guy now.
Yeah, AB. That is what Billy Scafuri calls you.
Oh, that's right, AB. He's a huge initial guy.
Yeah.
Although JH doesn't really work.
No, Billy calls me Jack, so we can go with that. Yeah. AB and what Jack.
AB is good because it flows.
Yeah,
AB. JH is kind of is that one letter, JH?
It's obviously not one
duo.
Letter. It's JH.
It really isn't.
It actually is a pretty
good. I'm not even trying to be glib. I think that's one of the worst two letters that you could pick.
Those are two strong fucking letters. The J's got
the
hook.
What's the worst initials?
The worst initials?
Hey, how's it going?
It's got to be WV. But actually, that looks really cool, but it's hard to say. Never mind. WV is pretty solid because it's just your signature would just be like a fucking, phone line thing.
What about OI?
Oi.
How's it going, OI?
Oi.
Oi. Yeah. Now I'm sounding Australian myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oi. How's it going? Oi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. AB. That's actually might be the goat to now that I think about it.
No, it's definitely not. I think duo letters is kind of the goat.
JJ?
JJ is pretty solid.
JD, JV. JV, honestly, J goes with a lot except for H.
JV is my wife's initials. And you'll take them out of your fucking mouth before I sue you into oblivion. Yeah. Yeah, I trademarked my wife's initials. I copyrighted my wife's fucking initials. So you can't say them and prevent me from making cash off of them. Yeah. Let's move on.
TH is pretty bad.
TH? Honestly, no, that's designated hitter. H is good. And I resent.
TH.
Oh, TH.
Nobody's calling Tom Hanks that.
TH, yeah. They call him Hanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, AC's not bad.
AC's pretty good. How about Jeffrey James? GJ? That's hard to say.
JG.
And hard to be. GJ.
GJ. GJ.
GJ.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
GN. How about GN? You don't want to see that.
Gene Nugent. How's it going, GN?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could say GN as in good night.
Yeah.
IY.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking of all our producers. John Grimm, JG. That's, not much better than GJ. So EF, Emma. That's pretty solid.
EF.
But I think Casey Donahue with the CD. Takes the case, I should say.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. Casey, does anybody call you CD?
People have called me CD before.
Oh, yeah. He has gotten CD before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good nickname.
CD.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck are we doing with our lives?
Oh, right.
Answering questions. So these are real questions from real people. They send them on down to ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We parse through them, find the greatest, the best of the best.
Right.
Not like podcasting. We actually do read them all and decide which ones are the GOAT.
Right.
Here's one that says, Hands of a clam make this man a sham.
Okay. We should call this guy Poseidon because they're of the sea.
That's really good.
Right?
Hello, you cowboys. Koi boys, I am in a bit of a sticky, nay, sweaty situation. I'm a 22-year-old female from the West Coast, and I often get clammy hands.
Okay.
My body tends to run at low temperatures, so my somewhat thin hands are often cold, but also moist. Don't ask me why.
Cold and moist.
Either one of these things on its own wouldn't bother me much, but the two together make for a pretty revolting combination. I'm starting the new chapter of my life post-college, and I don't want people to judge me. I don't want the people I meet to have to handle what feels like a melting ice cube at the end of my wrist.
Yikes.
Help! What can I do to make sure I extend a warmer, drier greeting to the people I meet?
Okay.
By the way, I've been listening to the podcast off and on since 2014, and I'm finally all caught up with a Patreon subscription to boot. Holy smokes. Thank you.
Gracias.
All right, Poseidon. What do you think?
Well, it feels like the pandemic is like well-timed because like before it was kind of weird if you didn't shake someone's hand.
Right.
And now she can kind of like get by on not wanting to touch other people's hands rather than, you know, not wanting people to touch her hands or something, like feeling like they're going to be grossed out. She can just be like, I'm grossed out by human contact. So you just start doing the fist bump.
I was hoping that like the handshake would just sort of go after the pandemic like faded to black, but like people are still shaking hands.
I missed
like,
it. I love shaking hands. I always love shaking hands. Firm handshake.
Over a fist bump?
It's a connection. Yeah. No, I like contact. I like contact.
Yeah. I always prefer the fist bump or like the wave. Hello. How do you do? How's it going? Mm. But yeah. And then I often feel like I'm sort
of
socially
pressured into. The bow is nice. I do like the bow, really, you know, showing deference. And then, yeah, then my subordinate obviously must bow lower. And thus I am satisfied.
Have we talked about your subordinate on the show?
Oh, no. My subordinate. Yeah.
You totally hired a kind of out of the blue, a random subordinate.
Yeah, I did.
It was so weird. I started getting texts from the subordinate instead of you.
What are they saying?
So he's just sort of, he's like a middle subordinate, basically. Yeah. So he's like planning everything?
Right. Well, no, I gave him a phone recently, but he wasn't supposed to text you. Hold on. Gordon!
Gordon the subordinate? The subordinate?
A pot-bellied pig wanders through the door.
Oh, yeah, I turned him into a pig the other day for
I'm a witch
back
now.
To me. Yeah, I think.
So I put a spell on him.
I got another subordinate to do that to coordinate.
A coordinate the subordinate.
Subordinate often coordinates. Fist bump or bow as a means of avoiding the clammy hand.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think, like, I feel like I've seen people kind of like wipe their hands before they shake. And I feel like all that actually does is signal to me that their hand is going to be wet or was dirty or something.
Yeah.
So I think you know, pre-pandemic, you just lean in and you own the fact that it's wet, but you don't do any wipage. And post-pandemic, you just defer to the bow or the fist bump.
The namaste.
Yeah, the namaste. A salute.
Hearing these questions just makes me realize how many like things can be off about one's body. Like some people are just dealing with this their whole lives and other people don't even think about the clamminess of their hands.
You know, wait, have I talked about it on this show that I've never had a stomach ache?
No.
I did. I thought I didn't. I was,
You've talked about how you've never burped.
Right.
But you've talked about getting food poisoning, which feels like a stomach ache.
I've never had a stomach ache.
Didn't you also say like
never hurt?
Well, you've puked before.
Yeah,
a lot.
I don't. And this is what Jill says to me too. Like, but I don't feel that in my stomach. I feel that in my head. I feel like when I'm nauseous, I think what other people feel is like a rumbly and the tumbly. You know,
they're
like cramping and they like
diarrhea.
Yeah. Whenever I'm sick, I feel it in my head. I just feel like lightheaded and a little dizzy.
Okay.
Or I have a
headache.
What
about, say recently, like when you have pizza recently, you get like heartburn or something like that, like cheese.
That's in the chest.
Okay. You're sort of skirting by on a technicality.
I don't think so.
Because you've had diarrhea and you've had vomiting. You've had food poisoning and you've had heartburn. You've had gas that's trapped from not
My stomach's never hurt. It has never hurt. Sometimes when I feel bloated, it's not in the stomach. Yeah. It's in the chest.
It's impossible, but okay.
The
I'll
belly?
Give it to you.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
Never. You're squeezing it right now like it's in pain.
It's in a little pain. But it's
technically
only
my belly button. I have dermatitis. But it starts
I've truly never
sternum.
Had a stomach ache.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep us posted on that.
Okay.
I don't believe you, but yeah, keep us posted.
But I am honest about my other ailments. I have many ailments, but
yeah.
My stomach is not, it's never been an issue. What are your, what, when you said there's so many things that can go wrong, what do you think, what came, like, what, why did you say that? What was on your mind that's gone wrong with you?
Oh, just like,
your nose, your lips. Oh, the way your beard is. Oh, your skinny shoulders, the weird teeth, gray hair.
My hamstring feels tight.
That's it. I was going to guess hamstring.
What's wrong with my teeth? What's wrong with my teeth?
I actually remember when we were running one night in New York and you pulled your hamstring.
Yes, we were sprinting.
Yeah, we like got into a foot race. Yeah. And I think we were racing to the corner. Yeah, but yeah. You beat me. You outstepped me at the last second. And then,
oh, really?
Yeah, then we had to kind of walk
home.
It
was worth it.
Yeah.
I did that against, like, early on in the college humor days, I also did a foot race against Kunal. He beat me, and then my hamstrings felt so tight the next day. I guess because when you're sprinting, you're basically stretching this rubber band over and over in a way that you never, ever do, unless you, like, stretch, which I don't.
Right. Oh, but actually, yeah, that reminds me of a good unsolicited advice this week.
Holy shit. All right, let's take a break. Thank some sponsors, and then we can come back and hear what that unsolicited is.
Nice.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Unsolicited advice!
Not this week.
No. Do you?
You said you fucking set me up to fail. You were like, I have a good one. Let's go to break. We come back. People are
I do. Actually, I think I have two, because one, we're supposed to promote a show, right?
That's true. The HeadGum live show on November 3rd at our office. We promised that we were going to do that.
At your backyard. Office in LA. Yeah.
Yeah. HeadGum.com/live for tickets. Mm-hmm. Come on by. We'll be here. I'll be hosting. We got a lot of funny comedians.
That's right.
It's going to be a fun time.
It looks like it looked like an awesome time last time. Little party. We're going to do it in New York. We're going to do it in New York too. And my other advice, I downloaded an app for stretching.
Oh.
Because you had mentioned your hamstrings and you don't stretch. And I also wasn't stretching.
My hammies are tight, yeah.
And I was kind of trying to like add in yoga to my routine to keep me stretched out and limber. But I kept on kind of skipping it because I didn't feel like doing 40 minutes to an hour of yoga.
It's like at a certain point, you got to cut yourself off.
Yeah, it's just, to me, a lot of people love yoga, and I think yoga is great if it's for you, but it's just not for me. Like, I find a lot of the poses too uncomfortable, and I don't relax when I'm doing it. I'm sort of constantly wondering when it's going to be over.
I bet a bunch of yoga heads would be like, well, then you're not doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. I am not doing it right. I'm doing it wrong. Yeah. And I've tried to do it for like, 15 years. And I'm not getting it, so I think I'm just going to stop because I like other stuff. But there's an app called Stretch It that I downloaded, and I'm taking a 90-day platinum flexibility course.
Wow. You're going to be able to touch your toes. Is that the goal?
I can already touch my toes. I can touch my
really?
Toes.
Without bending your knees?
Yeah, if I'm standing up, yeah.
Let's see it. We're doing this in the studio. We can see it on the YouTubes if you can. Yeah. Let's see. I can't do. Okay, so you're right now. Your hands are dangling about an inch above your knees. I've never seen someone that stiff before. Oh, that's good. That's pliable. Are you touching your toes? Are you going full palm on the ground? I sort of missed it. Were you?
So I'm not like full palm on the ground, but I can get about half my hand under my feet. Like I can touch the soles of my feet.
Okay, that's far.
And I used to not be able to touch my toes at all. And I don't credit the platinum flexibility course that just started 7 days ago.
Got it.
But I've been working on stretching and trying to be a little more flexible because, I have tight hip flexors and tight quads.
Joints.
Yeah. The base of my neck, sometimes I've never had a stomach ache, but I'll have like a little bit of a pain here where my shoulders meet the neck.
A soreness, a tightness, a nerve pinching sensation.
Right. My buddy Miles and Carnell also had this, and Jeff has it now too. There's this app called Stretch It, where you can just take different flexibility challenges.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm on day 9 of the 90-day platinum flexibility challenge.
I think what I have in my hammy is like beyond just a sore, stiff hammy. I think I looked it up because I'm like, it hurts the most when I'm seated and driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somebody was like, that's like some sort of hamstring tendinopathy or something like that, where you like have to sit on a pillow to have it help. And it's like stretching your hamstring is actually not good for that.
Interesting.
You have to just sort of not stretch it. So I'm not really sure entirely. I'm doing that thing where I'm just ignoring the problem and hoping that it goes away, even though it's been like 2 years at this point.
Yeah. Well, if it hurts when you're seated, couldn't it be a tight IT band? You should be foam rolling. You foam rolling?
No, I don't do anything. I just play sports and, again, hope that I don't get hurt.
Do you still take baths?
I do take baths.
All right.
Yeah,
that should help.
And it helps when I'm in my bath, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then after playing tennis and or basketball, it feels tight again.
Right. And you don't stretch at all after those activities?
No. God, no.
Not even a casual, grab the toe behind your back, little quad stretch?
Sometimes I'll do I'll grab my foot and do like the quad or the calf stretch because that feels good.
Yeah.
The hamstring stretch, the groin stretch, those are the ones that just don't feel good even when I'm doing them.
Interesting. All right. Well,
maybe
check out
Stretch It.
Stretch It because, every single day is a new, in the Platinum Flexibility Challenge or the 90-day Platinum Flexibility Course, I should say.
You keep saying Platinum like you've earned it. You haven't done anything.
I've done 7 or 8 days of the platinum flexibility course.
Yeah, but it's again, it's the way you pronounce platinum that makes it sound like
you've...
Sorry,
I meant to say the 90-day platinum flexibility course.
Yeah, it's just platinum flexibility, not platinum. Platinum, like you didn't earn that.
Yes, it is.
You didn't earn doing it.
I've done 9 days or 8 days of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the yes. of the 90-day platinum flexibility course.
Half platinum.
You should download it though, because some days it's like, you know, as little as like 6 minutes. And some days yesterday was a 28-minute back session, which was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
But truly, like, there are little stretches that I never even considered.
Yeah, I should do that.
And they're really helpful. Yeah.
Preventative, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here's a question we got from, let's call him Jack Skellington, because that sort of reminded me of this Christmas time situation.
Okay.
Even though that's more of a Halloween thing.
Right.
It was around Christmas time, writes Jack, that I first visited my girlfriend's house, armed with gifts for the whole family, determined to make a good impression. Unfortunately, aside from the parentally coerced thank you for the present, my girlfriend's older sister didn't speak to me once the entire week I visited. Turns out she had resolved beforehand not to acknowledge my presence until I proved that I was, quote, worthy of her little sister. She didn't even open my gift. Cut to 3 years later and, I still never had a conversation with her.
Wow.
I see my GF's family several times a year for weddings, holidays, and the like, but her older sister has yet to say hi to me. When I'm not around, she talks openly about how she has no desire to get to know me any better than she already does, which is not at all. Taking the initial cold shoulder as a hint and terrified at the prospect of making things any worse than they already are, I haven't spoken directly to her either, so I'll just accept 50% of the blame. Either way, the longer this stalemate lasts, the more awkward and stressful it gets. Her super chill boyfriend does talk to... Oh, the sisters. The super chill boyfriend talks to me, but will not intervene on my behalf. Hmm. My girlfriend has repeatedly pleaded my case in private to no avail. At this point, I'm afraid a direct confrontation is the only path to a resolution. Visiting them again for the holidays, so any advice about how to resolve this silent treatment would be greatly appreciated. Should I still get her a Christmas present?
Well, that's weird. Yeah, I don't think you should change. Like, I get her the Christmas present. Maybe you got to find find out what the love language is, right?
Yeah, it's probably just being a cold, calculated, angry woman to you. That's her love language. Mm.
Do you think like fighting fire with fire?
I wouldn't get her a gift. I really wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I think you can... I don't know. I feel like there's a chance that the air just needs to be cleared, you know?
Yes.
So,
but for whatever reason, she refuses to clear it. I wonder what she has. What's this beef? Has she ever acted like this to other boyfriends?
Mm. Yeah. Have you considered the fact that maybe you're not worthy of the girlfriend?
Wow, maybe the sister's right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he sort of might not even be worthy.
Right, at the end of the day.
Yeah, what if everyone else is being polite and he's sort of a four?
It's kind of weird that the sister likes you.
Yeah.
The boyfriend of this woman likes you. The parents, yeah. If you're going to like holiday parties and weddings and stuff, they seem to like you. So it's like just one holdout that doesn't feel like you're worthy. And at that point, it is a little bit on her, not on you.
Yeah. Well, we have to take sides, and I, for one, choose the sister. Who do you got?
I guess it's not. We shouldn't both choose the same side. I would have chosen the sister if you hadn't, but I'll go ahead and do chill boyfriend, who's giving this loser the benefit of the doubt, and I think at the very least.
And his email seemed really polite and nice and self-aware at the very least about what is going on. And he did take 50% of the blame, which is cool to hear.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I kind of think she's bae.
At the end of the day, she is bae.
Yes.
A salt bae to a bae. Yeah, a salty bae, indeed.
Well, that could be a funny gift, is to give her just a salt-themed gift, sort of like a... Or you can give her an umbrella because she's always throwing shade.
Oh, that's good. Or like a parka and say, just because you're ice cold to me. That's...
Yeah, I guess.
What are you talking... We were riffing. What did I say? Something that was so out of line that it derailed?
Throwing shade was already so perfect. It didn't need to have been yes-anded. And then what you did was like turn it into this thing where... Where like now we're riffing on it, but then people will be like, they did this weird thing where like some of the stuff worked and some of the stuff didn't, and it kind of
really.
Now I want to give you a salty gift.
Yeah, you're being salty. You actually deserve an umbrella for all of the shade that you're throwing at me.
That's really good, actually.
Really? Do you like that? Back in your good graces.
What if you get her a football jersey that says, "She hate me"? So it's custom XFL jersey. Mm-hmm. She hate me with an umbrella, so you're throwing shade, yeah. And a DVD of Salt Bae's new restaurant.
That's fun. I think making light of this weird, dark situation is maybe the only path forward. Turn it into a bit. You know, just always try to get her to crack. If you can make her smile, then maybe she'll eventually warm up to you.
Have you ever dealt with a sibling that didn't like you that much?
Yeah. Yes, I have. Many,
was it
many
like a younger brother, older sister? What was the situation?
It's happened in a few different relationships. An older brother, for one.
Yeah, protective.
What's that?
Protective.
Yeah, I think just didn't trust my motivations.
He didn't.
Didn't trust
me. Didn't think that your intentions were pure.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think I really won him over in any special way. It was just, it took time. Everything takes time. But the weird thing is here, you've given it 3 years, so something else is amiss.
Well, yeah, there's something else. What about parents? Have parents always liked you, or also some could be colder than others?
No, parents almost... Parents, there's always a journey. They don't like me at first, and then after, like, I think they don't like the way I sound on paper to somebody, but then when I meet them, they like me.
What's back when you were just, like, working at a website, you mean like that?
Yeah, or, like, before that, when I was just a college dropout that had an internship that wasn't, like, a good look.
What does he do? He's actually an intern.
Yeah. He dropped out of school, but he's an intern, Dad. He has an internship.
And you mean like, an internist?
My prospects didn't sound very good then.
Yeah. But these ladies were buying low. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now I sound successful when I tell everybody I'm a Dungeons & Dragons podcaster. Everyone knows that I got my life right.
I got my boat right.
Carrot boat right. Let's go Huskies.
Shout out to a UConn Husky basketball player named something Boatwright.
I thought it was Garrett Boatwright.
I thought it was Ryan Boatwright. Boatwright, UConn Husky. It was Ryan Boatwright.
Ryan Boatwright? I think it was Garrett. Weird.
Your boat right with Ryan Boatwright.
Better get your boat right.
Wow, that guy's still playing basketball overseas.
Good for him.
He got his Croatian League MVP in 2017.
Wait, what was he?
He was the Croatian Basketball League's MVP in 2017.
That's what every NBA player should do, I think.
Yeah, like, would you rather be the 12th man on an NBA team like the Oklahoma City Thunder or just the fucking MVP of a Croatian league?
Yeah, it's fun to hang out in Croatia, I bet.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the league. Like, yeah. Some of these leagues sound more fun than others.
Right. Croatia sounds sick.
Okay, let's take another break, thank another sponsor, come back and answer another question.
All right.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we have returned.
Finally.
Finally. The Rock has come back. Did you see Black Adam?
No. No.
Do you plan on it, or that's sort of not in your
Marvel Cinematic Universe? I'll see it eventually.
I
will not. I don't go to the movies anymore. I don't know what could really make me go to a film.
Interesting.
But I see movies eventually when I'm on a plane. The best place to view them.
You don't romanticize the movie going experience.
Every time I go, I have a great time. It never occurs to me. And whenever anybody else suggests it, it sounds like too much. But if I'm physically dragged there, I will have an awesome time and then say on my way out, why don't we go to the movies more? We should really go to the movies more. I'm going to start going to movies. And then
the smell of the popcorn, the
theater.
Noise of a ticket being torn.
Ripped.
You're sitting down with a group
velvet.
Of friends. The energy is palpable.
Oh, the
trailers
jacket
come
over
on.
The seat. The guy's
yes.
going in front of you. The
you
peanut M&Ms.
You can be in any town, USA.
The,
you're
I
having
have to
an
pee.
M&M.
I'm going to go pee before the
raisin.
Movies start. I'm going to go pee so before it starts so I don't have to pee during the film. And then scooting by. Oh, sorry, I stepped on your foot. No, it wasn't on purpose. What are you doing, sir? What are you doing? Hey, you're shoving me. Usher, I'm being accosted. I love the movies.
I was trying to talk about like the fun parts of it.
I've never not gotten my ass kicked when I go to a film.
Got it. So that's
how's that for fucking weird?
I'm walking by, accidentally kick over a 64-ounce Dr. Pepper. Holy shit, I'm so sorry. That got on your ankles. Let me get you some paper towels
Damn.
From the front. I'm not cutting in line. I just spilled a drink. Because if I go to the fucking bathroom to get it, all they have are these... They have
yeah.
an air dryer, and I guess I could
what
go back with really
to
thin toilet paper.
Using a stranger's jacket to mop up the Dr. Pepper, but that's...
Shh, the movie's starting.
I've seen this one before.
Then why are you here?
Spoiling the end.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where the guy ends up being the bad guy at the end. No wonder you hate it. Because it hates you.
Right. I'm rejected by the movies.
All right. Here's a question called Snapchatting Ears. So we'll call this gentleman Mickey.
Mickey, my friend.
This may seem like a generic question, but it's something that I genuinely have no idea what to do. I'm a college student. You should come back to Minneapolis, by the way. And I've been talking to a girl for 2 months now. It's all very confusing, yet super flirty. And we have gone on a few dates and have had a good time. The issue is that she keeps mentioning how she just got out of a long-distance relationship last summer and does not want to date right now. However, she likes me and wants to be more than friends, so she feels bad asking me to wait for her to be ready. This becomes a problem because she rejects hanging out with me most of the time, and when she Snapchats me, she only sends me pictures of the side of her head. And if I see one more ear, I'm going to go crazy. How do I move this process of getting to know her forward when she is resisting everything, yet still stringing me along by saying she likes me and is flirting with me?
Hmm. You can't
hurry
love.
Do you think that's an excuse? You just have to wait? Do you think that's an excuse? Or is she actually not over somebody slash trying to see this guy?
It sounds like it's, I mean, I've heard that before. It sounds valid enough. I think if she really wasn't interested, she'd hopefully have the huevos to tell you. Yeah. It sounds like, at the very least, she likes that you like her. And I don't think there's a way you can't move it forward yourself. I think all you can do is elect to be strung on or cut the string. I would cut the string. And I've had to do that before too. You just say, I understand you're not ready, but I don't like living in this limbo, so I'm out. And if you are ready, feel free to reach out, but you're cutting ties and then do it.
It's better to do it that way than to be the one that's constantly trying to see, and then she sort of gets annoyed in that way. It honestly makes you look better to her also by saying, I'm out, I'm not interested.
And you're also like, you're kind of taking the situation back under control, because right now she kind of has everything she theoretically wants. She has a guy that likes her that she can slow play and then also do her thing without getting into a serious relationship. And she's like, oh yeah, he'll be around when I want him to be. But you just, you know, your move is to say, I actually won't be. It's now or never. And then she can decide if she's ready, if you're worth it, or if she wants to just hang out and do her thing.
What do you make of the ears of it all?
I think sometimes people are insecure about certain angles or the way that their face will look, so they...
I have a weird ear. So I would not send that.
Right, yeah. What episode is that from? I have a weird ear.
I think it's the one where I have a Bluetooth and I'm like trying to like sort of chew gum and talk on the phone a lot.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
And
then you're like, just put the fucking Bluetooth in. And I'm like, I have a weird ear. Cauliflower ear.
Yeah, God, that's
and
good.
And broccoli ass. My entire fucking person is a salad.
That's right.
I have asparagus teeth.
Mm-hmm. And a baby carrot cock.
Ha, ha. Ha. That's real funny. What's that supposed to mean? Like my dick is small?
I mean, yeah, it was just a...
Yeah, that's why it's a baby carrot.
Yeah.
And exactly. Not a full fucking thing.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's real.
It's also,
good.
It's not just... It's
why
not
don't
just
you a, take that again, but it, compare it to an actual size
well, it's
vegetable
also,
that...
Well, it's also orange is what I'm trying to say. It looks like it looks like a Cheeto.
Yes.
Okay.
But at the very least, it's a little bit of a longer carrot or a parsnip. I'll even go so far as to say that it's a parsnip that you cut in half.
I think it's a
finger. But for you to say baby carrot means that the edges are rounded.
Don't get me wrong. The color is spot on.
Which is not the case. I think I've asked you this before, but do baby carrots grow like that, or are they shaved down from bigger carrots?
I think you have asked me that before as well, and I gave you the correct answer then as I will now. They are regular-sized carrots that are honed down to the baby carrot.
All right, that seems inefficient to me.
It's my like, that's just, by the way, that is just a guess, but I am going to go out on a limb and say that's right.
But it's not like pureed carrots that are put into that molded shape either, right? It's like it's actually a piece of wood that's shaved down to that.
Right. I'd imagine they're able to get like a few, like four baby carrots out of a single carrot if it's done right.
But there's always going to be like the weird edges that just don't belong in the baby
Right. So yeah, you take a full carrot, you chop the top, you chop the base, and then you shave, and sculpt.
Shave your booty, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about baby corn?
Baby corn grows like
that. Or do you
not
have the same attitude towards the corn?
Baby corn is grown like that. That's a specific vegetable.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine. Yeah. I'm just asking.
You're just asking.
You don't
and
have
I'm
to
just
like.
Answering.
Yeah.
You're okay. The one on edge. You're the one
I'm
on
not
edge.
On edge.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure
you
out.
You keep on
like,
laughing
this whole...
and then stopping on a dime with a new. You're. Yeah. I feel like you're having an episode.
No, I'm not.
There's no other way to say
this is an episode
it.
Of our podcast, but I'm not having one episode. Is there another baby? There's like baby potatoes or something.
Finger-length potatoes, yeah.
Yeah. Those are finger-length potatoes.
No, it's not finger-length potatoes.
No, I know. What are they? Finger-length. Finger what? Potatoes?
You said finger length. I said that's wrong. You said no.
Yeah,
I know.
They're finger. Yeah. They are finger length, but I know they're called something else.
They are called something else.
Yes.
And what are
I agree.
They?
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling?
Well, finger length is how big they are. Ding-a-ling is the style of potato. Kind of like how you can have a rye bread.
That's perfect. Yeah. You nailed it, buddy.
I did.
Yeah.
I was honestly trying to talk out of my ass for part of it. I really didn't know what they were called until you put me on the spot and I stepped up to the plate and I crushed one out of the park. Mm-hmm.
Blindfolded, home run, nailed it, first try.
I'm batting 1,000 today.
Your cock is also finger length.
What's that supposed to mean? Like I have a small dick.
Exactly.
So it's only the size and shape of a finger.
Exactly. It's also the color of a Cheez-It. So yeah.
There's baby spinach.
Oh yeah. And baby.
There is baby spinach.
Is there baby arugula? There is baby arugula, right?
I don't know. There's like anything smaller is baby version of that, but I don't know if they're genetically modified to be smaller or they
baby
just take
gem
the smallest
lettuce?
Ones. Yeah.
A baby
yeah.
onion?
Yeah. There's no such thing as a baby onion.
Is it not a baby onion? They make them tiny. They make
There's
them really
pearl
tiny.
Pearl onion or pearl a onion. Shallot.
Right.
Yeah.
And instead of yeah. a baby cucumber, they just call them Persian cucumbers. So what's that
babies
supposed to
are
mean?
Often Persian. I mean, every time you walk into an Iranian's family house, mm-hmm. all the babies are Persian. That's why they call them Persian cucumbers right. instead of baby cucumbers.
And then you have tomatoes, and instead of baby tomatoes, it's cherry tomatoes. Isn't that
yeah,
fascinating?
Yeah, or grape tomatoes. Are those the same thing, cherry and grapes? Because they look like two different
grape
fruit
tomatoes?
To me. You, yeah.
What were you going
to
say?
Two different, I was going to say cherries and grapes look different to me, but you call the tomato version the same, you fucking
yeah.
dumbass.
Right. Tomato, tomato. It's actually more like tomato, baby tomato.
It's like... That's really good. When you called my dick small, was that because you wanted to see me pissed off? Or do you actually think that I have a situation down there that could be compared to the size of a pinky? And we don't even have to keep this part into the show.
Let's not.
I'm just...
It's no. both. It's honestly both. Because I know that it riles you up. And there's a reason that it riles you up, right? Because it's true. Why would you get pissed if it wasn't true? So
right,
I
exactly.
say it, and I know
well,
that you're going to...
I would get pissed if... And it is not true. I would get pissed. And the reason I am pissed is because
it's
the rumor
true.
Now is so antithetical to what's actually happening there. And I can never prove the size of my cock, regardless
Why
of
not?
How big my car is. You know how they say the bigger your car, the bigger your dick? Right. So I have a Hummer H3 that I can barely afford. And that sort of – that message that gets sent to the world is that I'm hung, well hung, actually. And then you come onto the show and you say you have a baby carrot down there, which is funny but kind of goes against – not that I do or don't. I don't even want to talk about my dick anymore, quite frankly. It's blue.
You've commandeered the show to talk about – Your penis.
Yeah.
I'll admit that I've made at least two asides about it. Maybe
yes.
more. Maybe more. But I still think you're the one harping on it.
I can see that. But ultimately, I do want to have a grand reveal, and I don't think that is even possible.
Our next,
at this point,
let's do it. Our next live show. Actually, the HeadGum Happy Hour is not a bad place to do that.
Because
that's
myself.
There's like 100 tickets.
I'm just worried that I'll get in trouble.
Yeah,
but maybe it'll be fine. I don't know.
Right. I feel like you'd only get in trouble if you confirmed the rumors and whipped it out, and you had a tiny little orange dick.
Right, which I don't.
Right.
So I won't be in trouble, basically.
Yeah. So basically, if you do it, then everyone will see, and then you won't be in trouble. But if you don't...
Yeah, well, I might have COVID, actually, on the day. So I don't even know if I'll make it to the show.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Let's exactly. It is okay.
Let's drop
it. I might get a respiratory illness and not be able to make it on the
day. I might have to be intubated. I won't be on stage that night.
I won't be on stage left. I won't be on stage right. I'll just be home that night.
Mm-hmm.
Having had a dick the size of a baby slash that regular carrot.
Just cut to you at home eating a tiny, carving a baby carrot.
Whittling it.
Got one down today. Home.
Yes, that brings us back to that theme song, back to the top. If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, any of that stuff, send it on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
That's true.
We need new questions. We need hot, fresh questions.
Yes.
Now's your best chance. And we need hot, fresh theme songs. Now's your best chance to send those as well.
That's correct.
The email address one more time is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. For more of us, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yes, we're watching the old videos. They're all, honestly, they're all great.
They're all A's to us because we are sort of self-involved in a way.
Right. We're doling out grades. I think we gave out a B minus and a C plus last week.
Tough but fair.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Matthew Kazakos for this theme song, which is, one more time, the He Stopped Loving Her Today parody. Got went down on today. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back, of course, next week. Ciao, everybody.
Bye.
You got went down on today. Not by his wife, I'm sorry to say. Another girl, what was her name? It don't matter anyway. He feels guilty, he feels small. Betrayed his lady, dick and all. How'll he tell her what he's done? How'll he fight the urge to run? My man's confused on what to do. Maybe he'll write to If I Were You. Sure those boys will know what to say. Maybe just simply, I love you, babe. She's in the kitchen cleaning plates. Maybe she'll forgive all of his mistakes. Well, after all, it was only third base. He just needs the perfect phrase. He got went down on today. He knows for his crimes that he must pay. And soon he'll be a man and say, he got went down on today. Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.